Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's something about a quiet country road at night, the stillness broken only by the rustling of leaves or the faint hum of distant crickets. It's the kind of place where peace feels tangible, like a blanket you can wrap yourself in. But what happens when that peace is interrupted by a sound so strange, so out of place, that it leaves a mark on your mind, a sound that lingers long after the night has passed? Tonight's story takes us to a fixer-upper home nestled in the countryside, where one couple and their loyal dogs expected nothing but tranquility. But one night, a haunting sound, a rusty, squeaking wheel, rolled through the darkness and set off a chain of events they can't explain. Was it a coincidence, or did it signal something far more sinister? As the strange events of the night unfolded, their unease grew into a gnawing fear. Dreams turned dark, memories surfaced like shadows, and even the dogs seemed to sense what couldn't be seen. The deeper they delved into their experience, the more they began to question. Were they witnesses to an omen from folklore, or had they encountered something they weren't meant to understand? Let's get to the letter. I'm writing to share something that happened to my husband and me just a few nights ago. It still has us shaken, and I can't stop thinking about it. We live in a quiet part of the countryside, surrounded by fields and a handful of neighbors whose homes are spread far enough apart to feel isolated. It's peaceful most of the time, but that night something changed. It started around 1:30 in the morning. I woke up to a sound I couldn't immediately place, a slow, rhythmic squeaking. At first I thought it might be the wind playing tricks, but then I realized it was moving. The sound of a rusty wheel, like an old wagon, crept along the road outside. I stayed still, straining to listen. It wasn't fast, more like the pace of someone walking. As it passed our house, the dog across the street began barking wildly, howling in a way I've never heard before. But our own dogs, two large protective breeds who bark at the smallest noise, stayed silent. That's when the unease began to creep in. Guilt tugged at me as I lay there. I'd left the sprinkler running in the backyard, and though we aren't under any water restrictions, I hated the thought of wasting it. I nudged my husband awake and told him I'd turn it off. He grunted, half asleep, as I slipped on my flip-flops and grabbed a small red light flashlight before heading outside. The moment I opened the door, something strange happened. The barking across the street stopped completely, as though someone had flipped a switch. It was so quiet, it made the night feel heavier. I stepped out onto the porch, scanning the road and nearby yards. Nothing seemed out of place. Our house sits on a sharp bend in the road, giving me a clear view in both directions. I waited, listening for the squeaking wheel, but the sound was gone. I moved quickly to the spigot on the side of the house, shut off the water, and paused again, scanning the area. Still, nothing. The silence pressed down on me as I stepped back inside. The moment the door clicked shut, the barking started again, loud and frantic. It sent a chill down my spine. Our dogs, who usually greet me at the door or follow me outside, hadn't moved an inch. They sat side by side in the foyer, staring at me like they were waiting for something. Back in bed, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong. And then, as if on cue, a flood of emotions hit me. Anger, frustration, memories of arguments and slights I thought I'd forgotten. It was like something had cracked open inside me. My husband, still tossing and turning, seemed restless, too. The night dragged on with broken sleep and vivid nightmares. I dreamt of dark figures, whispers I couldn't make out, and cold spaces that made my chest tighten. When the morning finally came, I felt exhausted and on edge. As we drove into town, I apologized to my husband for waking him. He brushed it off, saying he hadn't been able to sleep anyway because of nightmares that caught my attention. He rarely remembers his dreams, let alone has bad ones. Then I mentioned the squeaky wheel that had woken me. He froze, his voice low and serious, as he said, "That means someone will die." Confused, I asked him what he meant. He explained that in his home country, there's a story, a warning passed down through generations. death, or sometimes the devil, travels on a rusty wagon pulled by animals, stopping in front of the house of someone who's marked to die. He didn't sound like he was joking. It passed our house, I said, trying to shake off the growing sense of dread. Then if the story is true, he replied, it wasn't for us. It was for someone nearby. I wanted to dismiss it, to write it off as a coincidence, but I couldn't stop thinking about the barking dog, the silence outside, and our dog's strange behavior. Later that day, I shared the story with a close friend who sometimes watches our dogs when we're out of town. Her response left me even more unsettled. I'm not surprised, she said. Your house always feels off to me. I close the bedroom door when I'm there. It makes me feel safer. And I never go into your basement. It gives me the creeps. I didn't know what to say. The basement had always been the one part of the house that felt heavy, almost suffocating. We'd only just started using it as a gaming room after cleaning and rearranging it, hoping to make it feel more inviting. But even now, it felt like something lingered in the corners just out of sight. There's more to this story, but I'll pause here. Already, I feel like we've brushed up against something we don't fully understand. As the day went on, the sense of unease never left me. My husband and I kept circling back to the events of the night, the strange sound, the barking dog, and our own dog's eerie silence. It all felt connected somehow, though neither of us could explain how. Later that evening, I called the same friend who had mentioned feeling uncomfortable in our house. I wanted to know more about why she avoided the basement and always closed the bedroom door. She hesitated at first, then admitted she often felt watched when she stayed at our place, as if there were eyes in the shadows. Her words sent a shiver through me. Our basement had always been an odd space, dark, cold, and unsettling. My husband and I both used to avoid it unless we had to go through it to reach the garage. Our black lab had been especially wary of the room, refusing to go down there unless I went with him. Even then, he'd stick close, his ears pinned back. Recently, I'd tried to reclaim the space, thinking a little light and effort might change how it felt. I scrubbed the walls, opened the curtains, and rearranged the furniture to make it more welcoming. And for a while, it seemed to work, but hearing my friend's confession made me wonder if the basement's oppressive atmosphere wasn't just in our heads. That night, we decided to take action. It was clear that whatever had passed by our house or through it had left a mark. I remembered a tradition I'd followed in our previous homes, creating a ring of salt around the perimeter. On the first night we moved in, for some reason I'd forgotten to do it here, and now I wondered if that omission had left us vulnerable. We planned a cleansing ritual, something to reassert control over our space. My husband, who grew up with deep spiritual traditions, suggested burning sage and saying prayers of protection. We gathered our dogs, lit the sage, and moved through each room of the house, asking for peace and safety. When we reached the basement, the air felt colder than usual. My husband paused, looking at the dogs. They stood side by side, tense and alert, their eyes fixed on a corner of the room. Neither moved nor made a sound, but their unease was palpable. My husband began to pray louder, his voice steady but urgent. As the ritual ended, I felt a flicker of relief, though the atmosphere in the basement remained heavy. We made our way back upstairs, leaving the sage to smolder in a bowl on the kitchen counter. Just as we settled into the living room, the faintest sound drifted through the open window, a squeaking wheel, distant but unmistakable. Neither of us spoke. The sound grew louder, inching closer, until it reached the bend in the road by our house, and then, just as suddenly as it had started, it stopped. The silence that followed felt deafening. The next morning, we learned that one of our neighbors had passed away overnight. It was an older man who lived several houses down, someone we'd only spoken to a few times in passing. The news left us rattled, not just because of the connection to the squeaky wheel, but because of the lingering question. Why had it passed by our house first? The days that followed were quieter, but the sense of unease hasn't fully left us. I can't shake the feeling that whatever moved through our neighborhood that night wasn't done with us yet. Even now, as I write this, I feel the weight of unseen eyes watching from the corners of the room. We've taken every step we can think of to protect our home, but I still wonder, was it just a passing encounter? Or have we invited something we can't push away? Thank you for letting me share this, Tony. Maybe someone listening will have an answer, or at least an explanation that makes sense. Sincerely, Lena. It's hard to hear a story like this and not feel the weight of the questions it raises. What do we make of a sound that carries such a sinister legend? Is it merely coincidence that a neighbor passed away after the squeaky wheel was heard? Or could it truly have been an omen of death? Let's consider the possibilities. From a psychological perspective, it's not uncommon for our minds to connect unexplained events with deeply rooted fears or cultural stories. Lena's husband's recollection of the Nicaraguan legend might have shaped their interpretation of the night's events. The sudden surge of negative thoughts and vivid nightmares could point to stress, sleep deprivation, or even the subconscious influence of a haunting tale. But what about the dogs? Animals are known to sense what we cannot. Subtle changes in energy, vibrations, or even phenomena we don't yet understand. Their unusual behavior that night, especially in contrast to the barking dog across the street, adds another layer of mystery. And then there's the basement. We've all had spaces that feel off. But what if it's more than a trick of the mind? Cold spots, a sense of being watched, and the dog's avoidance of the room might suggest something residual, an imprint left behind by past events or energies. For those open to the paranormal, the rusty wheel legend takes on a chilling significance. Across cultures, stories of death or malevolent forces traveling at night are strikingly similar. Is it possible that what Lena and her husband heard wasn't just a sound, but a harbinger of something beyond our understanding? Whatever the truth, this story leaves us with a sense of unease that's hard to shake. The idea that something unseen can pass through our lives, leaving questions and a trail of dread in its wake, is a powerful reminder of how little we truly know about the world around us. So, what do you think? Was it folklore come to life, a series of coincidences, or something else entirely? One thing's for certain, Lena's story will stay with me, just as it might stay with you. Until next time, stay curious, and maybe, just maybe, keep an ear out for the sound of a squeaky wheel.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.